members may have special committee and ways and meetings to order at 11:53 a.m. Apologies to our testifiers today, perhaps more around 11. Do let them know for the quorum to keep it business, they call for recording secretary. So I can tell you, understand that the panel as well, our LIO moderator, that Brady presided at this morning. There are ways to kind of dial your cell phone. I think a couple of us are going to be meeting. It's not out of disrespect for our testifiers, but simply, this is your job. We're trying to apologize, but ask your forbearance. We have two items on our agenda today, and I also know where the reason of Planet Parks strike is at 11:54 a.m. The first item on our agenda is a presentation on how Alaska spending, the state spending, compares to other states in the University of Alaska Institute on Social and Economic Research. And a second one we call it testimony of House Bill 259. So first up is a presentation on the Alaska state local spending trends and comparisons by Dr. Mary Kapriva with ICER, Dr. Kapriva, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yourself in the record and begin with your presentation. Oh, and it looks like we also have Representative Wallace has joined us on Teams as of 11:54 a.m. Welcome back, Corporal.
Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and I'm joining you today from Anchorage. To the committee chair, Harris Bowden, thank you for having me here today. Today, I'll be presenting on trends in state and local spending in Alaska and how this compares to other similar states as well as the U.S. average. This presentation was compiled with the help of a group of other economists at the University of Alaska Anchorage, namely Dr. Robert Berry, Dr. Mike Jones, and Dr. Rick Watson. So highlights that we'll be presenting today are first, while per capita spending for state local spending in Alaska is higher than the U.S. average, Alaska's cost of living, rural location, PFD, and substantial federal grant money is in charge by a large portion of this gap. Second, state spending in Alaska far exceeds local spending compared to other states. And finally, once adjusted for inflation, there has been almost no growth in Alaska state and local spending over the past 30 years. Slide two, please. It is well known that in nominal terms, Alaska state and local spending per capita is well above the U.S. average. According to state and local expenditure data from the U.S. Census, in 2019, Alaska state and local spending was about $9,000 more per person than the U.S. average. To better understand why this might be the case, we can look at a few more direct comparisons. First thing, you can break down spending between these two levels to examine state and local spending separately. Slide three, please. Here we see Alaska is relatively unique compared to other states in that state spending accounts for far more of the overall expenditures than local spending. In 2019, Alaska state spending was $15,729 per person, and local spending $7,175 per person. This means that state spending in Alaska was more than twice as high as local spending. Comparatively, the U.S. average state spending was $7,630 per person, and local spending was $6,256 per person. Based on these numbers, for the U.S. average, state spending was more than 20% higher than local spending. In addition to separating out spending by state and state local spending individually, we can also consider how total state and local spending compares to similar states with certain estimates for a more direct comparison. Slide four, please. Dr. Kapriva,
before you move on, I have a question about this. When you're looking for a comparison of state and local spending here, I presume you're taking into account the fact that Alaska is a first state in the
counties in the same way that other states across the country do, and that that is how it's like getting all the funding?
Yes, so these are just the aggregate numbers from US Census data. So it's not just put out by borough or county for different localities.
Just to clarify, the local spending will be between county and borough spending.
That's my understanding.
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. So outside solar, we can move on to some fun look at these comparisons across the more similar states. It's helpful to first consider what makes up the state budget. So specifically, I'd like to point out two parts of the state budget shown here. First, EFT payments would account for about $700 million of the state budget for January and Green. And second, federal funds would account for about $5.2 million of the state budget, or shown here in orange. The numbers we've considered so far contain the entirety of this paragraph. However, state and local decision-makers do not have complete control over all the pieces of the pie, and moreover, state and local revenues do not have to support all the pieces of the pie. So we might want to consider some adjustments to the overall Census Bureau expenditure numbers to better reflect the part of the budget over which Alaska the legislature has control and for which Alaska the state and local revenues are needed to fund. Slide 5, please. This leads us to the next figure where we take into account some of these adjustments. So first off, this figure shows overall 2019 state and local spending per capita in Alaska. Two other moderate states have low population levels, North Dakota and Wyoming, and the U.S. average. As we read across the slide, a handful of adjustments are considered to make these numbers more comparable across these states. First, in column 1 are the raw numbers for state and local spending per capita in 2019 from the census data from the adjustments made. Here we see Alaska with the highest overall spending in per capita terms. However, there is reason for us to consider adjustments on a couple margins, which I'll go through as I describe in the next three columns. The first adjustment in column 2 is for the PFD. In the census expenditure data, there's a column for other expenditures, which in Alaska is primarily the PFD. If you think of the PFD, as many do, as a payment from the oil revenues directly to the people of Alaska, with the state government serving simply as a conduit of the money, then we may want to consider Alaska state and local spending without the PFD payment included. This adjustment somewhat narrows the differential spending across the states considered, and the U.S. average, although there's still a substantial gap.
Dr. Caprillo, before you move on this point, I see that I was expecting these are large institutions to reduce the Alaska spend of the dividend amount, but I also see that Wyoming and the North Dakota are all for the other large have been reduced as well. Can you describe what that is?
Yes, so Alaska is a similar state that has some weird expenditures in the budget that don't fit into clear expenditure categories. So Wyoming and North Dakota were also subtracting out that other category that I'm not sure exactly what they constitute in North Dakota and Wyoming, but it's that main category is where the PRP falls for Alaska.
Can you describe what the category is?
Yeah, it's a fairly broad category. It's just other expenditures. So anything that doesn't fit into the median categories that they split their expenditures out of bounds.
Thank you. I think I'm curious to know what you think that. So if you have other federal service for us, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, I can definitely follow up with that during the after session.
Thanks.
Right, so moving on, I guess, to the third column. This column adjusts not only for PFD spending between Alaska and the U.S. average is still substantial. It is much less than the difference presented in the unadjusted numbers in column 1. Finally, in the summary so far, we have been including spending from federal grants. While this federal grant money does run through the state budget, the federal government says how the state can use that money, and funding for this expenditure doesn't come from the federal revenue sources. Therefore, one final adjustment we may want to consider is to look at the state and local spending without that federal grant money included. This is likely a particularly important adjustment to make when considering Alaska finances, because at least as of 2016, Alaska gets twice the U.S. average in federal grants. So here, in column 4 with these three adjustments made, we see that in fairly recent data from 2019, Alaska state and local spending is really not nearly as different from the other states compared to the unadjusted numbers. With these adjustments, Alaska state and local per capita spending is only about $1,300 more than the U.S. average.
State spending for
shows where on the graph state spending grew at the same pace as global spending. In the points to the left of the black line are states where state spending grew faster than local spending. And any points to the right of the black line are states where local spending grew faster than state spending. For example, Oregon, which is part of the left of the black line, had state spending grow at more than 1.5 times that of local spending between 1990 and 2019. On the other hand, North Dakota, to the right of the white line, saw local spending grow more than state spending during this time period. We can see in the bottom left corner that Alaska is almost directly on top of the white line, which tells us that state and local spending increased at about the same pace throughout this time period, with both types of spending roughly doubling. To better understand how this growth compares to inflation, we can also examine real per capita spending over the same time horizon. Slide 11, please. Here, with 1990 as the base year, this graph tracks state and local spending over time, adjusted for inflation, for Alaska, and the U.S. average. You can see here that after adjusting for inflation, U.S. state and local average spending has still grown over the time period, however, much more modestly than the unadjusted numbers suggest. U.S. average state spending has increased 70%, and U.S. average local spending has increased 38%. Alaska, on the other hand, has seen almost no real growth in either state or local spending across the last 3 decades. What this tells us is that the nominal growth in state and local spending that we saw in the past couple slides was really just enough to keep up with inflation. Adjusted for inflation, it was 70%.
Adjusted for inflation, it was 70%.
Correct. For state spending?
Legislatures is a U.S. state. To the extent legislatures solve problems with money, other states were doing a lot more solving problems with money in Alaska. If that's one way to solve a problem, whether it's building a better road or having more public safety officers or smaller class sizes or whatever you're trying to solve, all we do is keep up with inflation, and other states are investing dollars. Is that what I'm saying?
Yes, so what we're seeing here is that, over this 30-year time horizon that we're looking at, for an average U.S. state, there was an increase in spending outside of inflation, so in real dollars, there's an increase in spending of about 70%. Whereas here in Alaska, we haven't seen any increase in spending in those 30 years in real terms.
Spending in a 30-year window, one might think generous with the federal and the government's government money. But what you're showing here is that, for example, in Arkansas, which is regarded as a conservative state, at the same time, going to be quadrupled their spending. Is that what that says? Is that for state spending?
Yes, for state spending, Arkansas is kind of close to that 1.5 line, so they kind of increased their state spending more relative to local spending, and there's about a 300% increase.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And to Representative Farmer's point earlier, there's been uneven growth in spending at the state level, and so we saw when the price of oil was over time, we saw very significant capital budgets. But at the same time, we didn't keep up with the cost of inflation over time as we discussed in this committee. So, uneven budget growth. Yeah, Representative Ross.
Thank you, Chair Scott. I think we need to realize that we're looking at the wrong thing. Maybe we can argue for weeks and weeks and weeks about getting these statistics in line. That's not the point. We're not comparable to any other place. We're comparing apples with oranges with almonds. It doesn't matter. And it isn't a goal to keep up, because we can't fail the government. It isn't a goal to keep up with somebody who's doing the wrong thing. Or it's just we have a situation to solve. You don't necessarily solve anything with money. You need to get it deeper than that. And I appreciate the effort that you put in with, you know, what criticism to me. Everybody promised, or some schools even might thought the problem is in our mind completely different. And we just have to look at doing whatever we do the best we can, not just spend money for the sake of catching up with one quarter of a million. That's a long way to look at it.
I think Representative Brown's just for the chair's standpoint, that would be clear at making the case that we should be keeping up with other states. I think that we hear a lot of concerns that have our program in states now implements that comparing to other states, but we wanted to have that a non-biased expert opinion doctor. Our economics professor here is somebody who's dedicated her life to understanding, the methodology that is not biased and imparts in a way that looks at spend and can provide some context for us as we have these conversations about what is the right level of spending. I think what is the right level of spend is a policy discussion for those folks who are building to have. That is very important. As policy makers, we're really clear about what we do spend and how it does compare as the site does. That equation that he's shared with us, we want to educate everybody about what's going on. The decision points are really a matter of policy and a clinical problem for us to solve. We just ask the doctor to provide some information that they can need for source control.
Thank you. I have to be fair, so I'm sorry. A different way of looking at different schools, things like that. But yes, sir, the information that she's providing is unbiased, interesting, I suppose. My point is not to be too discouraging, it's the right one. I'm not a discouraging argument.
All right, Representative Jefferson.
You're absolutely correct. The people that are criticizing the last are from the state that speaks or speak more than any other state. That's irrelevant. They're wrong. When I was talking with that gentleman who signed the agreement on the Christian Council, and if you look at what happened on grand scale just on this spending and how the policy progress was developed, security for the clear other oil jurisdictions with Alaska. Alaska has been very well in a lot of respects over your time. We don't appreciate that. Yes, we shouldn't be arguing about maybe we shouldn't be criticizing one another first. Just speaking to after doing first, we don't argue. You're correct on both sides.
All right, I'm going to just call the question down this morning down and go back to our presentation since we're not having any policy debate in this. And I just want to also be really clear that our speaker, Dr. Tamira, is not making any recommendations. She's simply doing analysis using what I would expect is a well-established methodology within amongst economists and economists have different policy recommendations, but she's not bringing a lens, that lens here. She's just doing a comparison. All right, Dr. Cabrini, back to you.
Thank you. So far we've been using data for overall state and local spending from the U.S. Census. However, another measure of government state spending is total spending from the unrestricted federal fund. This figure shows inflation adjustment per person unrestricted state general fund dollars. It shows that per person unrestricted state general fund spending was since 1975, highest in 1982 during the first oil boom, and second highest in 2015 during the second oil boom. These periods both saw substantial increases in capital spending, while also showing increases in operations budgets. 2004 and 2018, when oil prices were lower, also relatively lesser spending. And in the most recent data from 2021, the unrestricted state general fund spending per person is further reduced as oil prices have remained relatively low. Having identified state and local spending in the relative to other states and across time, it's then natural to want to look at the flip side of the coin and consider state revenues, which can tell us something more about these spending patterns. Slide 13, please. We can start off this discussion on state revenues by examining petroleum revenues, given the connections just discussed in the last slide between spending and oil revenues. This graph shows in nominal, in blue, and real dollars, in orange, how unrestricted general fund petroleum revenues were changing over the period of 1975 to 2021. As you can see, the trend in unrestricted general fund petroleum revenues follows the same general pattern as the spending for unrestricted general funds, which we saw, as I mentioned in the last slide. In 1982 and 2013, there was high petroleum revenues and high levels of state spending. And comparatively, in 2004, 2018, and 2021, there are lower petroleum revenues and, as we saw in the last slide, less spending. Outside of petroleum revenues, the other main state revenue source is state taxes. This figure shows state tax revenues per capita in 2019 divided by type of tax for each of the states in the U.S. Here, the orange-ish salmon color is revenues from general sales tax. The green represents revenues from individual income tax. The blue is revenues from licensing. And the purple is revenues from selective sales taxes, so things like alcohol or cigarette taxes. The U.S. average per capita state tax revenue in 2019 was $2,959, as shown by the black line here. Alaska's tax revenue was substantially below this, as we don't have a general sales tax or an individual income tax. Slide 15, please. If we focus in on the subset of oil-rich states, we can compare per capita tax revenues in Alaska to the other similar states. Two notable things here in these comparisons with other oil-rich states is that, first, all of these states have similar levels of licensing and specific sales tax revenue as Alaska. And secondly, all of these states have overall per capita tax revenue at least three times that of Alaska. We can also focus key points in the presentation once more. First, the low-level per capita spending is low stays high. Most of the gap can be explained by the high cost of living, rural setting, the PFD, and federal spending levels in Alaska. Secondly, Alaska has high levels of state spending relative to local spending compared with other states and the U.S. average. And finally, while expenditures have increased over the past three decades in nominal terms, relative to inflation, state and local spending has, in real terms, remained unchanged. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this presentation. This is really illuminating and particularly intrigued by slide 12, where you identify that when adjusting for inflation and population, we actually spend less today per capita than we did in 1975. I was 2 years old in 1975. Our state has changed pretty dramatically in that time, and I appreciate many of the services, including the public safety and our robust public education system that we have today. All right, Representative Brooks.
Thank you, Ken. Yes, thank you. I didn't mean to be confused, but I'm just differing points of view on how to measure things. The first point would be she said that she was the healthcare economic family, but economists have some sort of a standard measure of happiness. So you didn't. Because there's a couple of more attitudes.
Thank you, Chair. There are some measures of happiness that have been used, mostly at the national scale. I don't know if state or local level happiness measures that the economists use.
It just seems to me that the happy meter in Alaska has declined over time, and I've been but one measure of happiness is people fairly happy, people left hungry, all moved to their feet, and we seem to be in a position now where, for whatever reason, nobody felt the coffee guys at the historically very high population turnover to the tune of about 15 to 18% on average in the state of Alaska since the introduction of oil, which brought a very large transient population, and also a very large military population, which is largely responsible for much of that turnover. So it's a little bit more complicated than just happiness. All right, thank you very much for your presentation today. Dr. Kavir, we really appreciate it. I'm really surprised perhaps your name correctly earlier, but all things mindfulness, I try to be sensitive to that and don't always hit the mark, which is my special acronym. So thank you very much for your presentation today. I really appreciate it. Okay, for that, we're going to go to public testimony on House Bill 259 and I'm going to go ahead and open up public testimony here. And in the interest of time, make sure we can invite our finance member, the finance committee, limit everybody's testimony. We're going to go 2 minutes here and make sure that we get done in time to do work choices set up the finance committee this afternoon. I hope that we don't have anybody in the room for public testimony, so I'm going to go and directly to folks that are available on the telephone.
made also the story of Dawson and Mary receiving a response to Hospital 259 via email this morning. But that one, open up public testimony, and we are going to first go to Carrie Harris and make a point.
Hi, this is Jerome.
I'm going to introduce yourself for the record and then proceed with your testimony.
I'm Carrie Harris, and I'm making a point.
Formula bill, which also creates the dedicated and growing credit for
Engineering Database at 12:31. Local Representative Engagement. Next up, we're going to go to April Org from PNA. Ms. Org?
Thank you. children.
Take a look at the other state.
$1.6 billion.